Well, I think I'll just kind of shoot the bull here and see if I can't fill up a tape so I can get it off to you. I fixed you up a letter tonight, but I decided it'd probably be a little better to fix you up a little tape and drop it in the mail for the good folks back home. Today is the 18th of May. It was a pretty easy day for your son and old Fubai. Around the 1st of the May, around the 1st of the month, that's the 1st of May, I got word that there was a little job opening up over in the group. So I kind of asked around, and before I could find out anything, I was approached with a job in civic action. I told, this was Ted Robinson's, one of the guys that used to live here in the Hoots. I told him I was interested. So on the 5th of May, I checked out of the squadron and checked into headquarters and maintenance section 36, which is part of MAG 36. And now your son is the civic action officer for MAG 36. I have an outstanding job. It's the best job in Fubai, and I'm the happiest person in Fubai. I've got my own little truck, and I've got my own office. I've got three people working for me. I've got a staff sergeant, I've got a sergeant, and I've got a corporal, and they all speak the language of Vietnamese pretty good. You know, if they could just get their OIC, their officer in charge, to speak the language, we'd get along real good. Since I've started my job, I've given up one of my old bad habits of smoking completely, and I've started running every day, and I'm lifting weights, and I feel great. I can go to bed at 8 o'clock and never wake up till 8 o'clock the next morning, I guess. I just sleep like a baby. As far as my office hours are concerned, I've got, I usually go to work about 8. I could go to work at 12 if I wanted, and nobody'd probably ever say anything. But because I do want to keep my job, I usually go to work right around 8 o'clock. I've in a situation now where I fly when I want. I tell them if I want to fly and what I want to fly, and usually that's nothing more than the mortar watch, which is 2 hours flying around the field at about 1,500 feet. And so I probably won't ever see Vandegrift or Quang Tri again, and I could really care less. I've become quite interested in the choir over at the church. We've got a little choir over there. We get together and have a lot of fun. And I'm also starting to participate in the Bible study we have on Thursday nights at 7:30. I'm trying to contact the person over at Navy Mara Station here at Fubai. That is a member of the church that was in that little directory that you sent me on the Churches of Christ in Southeast Asia or something. We, in our job, spend most of our time off the base. You may not think too much of that, but actually we're a lot better off out there than we are here. We really have a good time out there. You wouldn't believe some of these people there. Really outstanding people out in our little village of Tui Phu. Tui Phu is about 3 miles south of Fubai here along Highway 1. It's a small village that MAG 36 has supported for about 4 years now. In that time, we've done quite a bit for the village out there. Just some of the things. We built a dispensary, we built wash platforms, bridges, rebuilt a lot of the houses, and just pretty well 100% pacified the entire village. We go out there and play with the kids quite a bit. We go out once a month and load up the kids in the back of the truck and bring them in, show them a movie, and serve them fruit and punch and cookies. And besides, sending out a med cap once a month, which is taking a doctor from Mag 36 out there and treat the people out there in their own dispensary and helps train their own doctor that they do have in their dispensary out there. Some really good people and really some cute kids over here. We go to Way quite a bit. We visit, we've got four orphanages up there, and it's really hard to get away from those orphanages with all those kids running around up there. Just last Sunday we took them up a slide, a kid's slide, and a tetherball set and several other goodies, and they really go for that stuff. We really have a good time every time we go up there, just fiddling around with the kids. They're all sizes, and this is the one and only orphanage in Way that does accept the crippled children, so it's pretty pathetic at times, but it's most rewarding after you've gone to all these orphanages. We do a little work with the University of Way up there, and we're right now trying to solicit English teachers to go up to the university and teach English two nights a week. We have many schools that we help support, elementary, junior high, and we're thinking about building a high school in Tui Fu right now. All of the schools are in the process of expanding. What we do is bargain with them in different ways to make them do their own building. Maybe if we have to, we give them the supplies, but we try to work it where they will feel like that they've done something to earn the supplies that we do give them, and they build their own stuff. We don't build a thing for them. Most of the time we try to work some kind of deal out with them where they give us something in return. Maybe we'll give them the lumber and they build the desk for their schools or something like that, or they build a desk for the orphanages or stuff like this. It's all set up on a self-help basis. I've got buku opportunities to visit with Scott, which I have done three times since Scott has gotten back from his leave. Should have no problem getting hold of Tom Bill Shelton if he's still up at Eagle, and I plan to do that this next week. You may be wondering why I waited so long to tell you, but I think you probably understand if you'll just remember back about a month ago. But the person that I've taken the place of will go home tomorrow, so it looks like it's all in my hands now to carry on the job of civic action for Mag 36. We have several refugee camps around the area that we're working with, and this is probably the most